Let everyone know, don't put your songbooks away, because we're going to have, during the sermon, we're going to have five songs. We're going to be looking at the Psalms 139 tonight, and after each point that we make in this sermon, we're going to have a song that goes along with that point. If you've been to our Wednesday night song service from times in the past, we have done this before, and it has been a while since we've done this, and I thought it might be a good idea to do one of those on Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon when we meet together. And I'm filling in for Len tonight as he was preaching this afternoon at Westlake. About 3 o'clock is when they started, and he wasn't going to have enough time to make it back for our services this afternoon. But we're going to look at the 139th Psalm this evening, and beginning in verse 1, I'm going to read through the whole thing just to get the text. Beginning in verse 1, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, or Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light around about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as a day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand, when I awake, I am still with you. Verse 19, Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do not hate them, O Lord, who hate you, and do not loathe those who rise up against you. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Tonight, I want to look at the four points that are brought out in this lesson. The all-knowing God, the ever-present God, the almighty God, and the just God. Let us sing Song 90.
O Lord, our Lord, is wondrous name. Oh, how exalted is thy mighty glory, far up above and o'er the earth's domain. O Lord, our Lord, who dwelleth in the heaven, incline thine ear and hear my feeble plea. Help me to serve thee till my work is finished. Then take me home, O Lord, to live with thee. O Lord, our Lord, in mercy look upon me. I am unworthy of thy tender love. O Holy One, forgive me of my sinning, and help me daily look to thee above.
Verses 1 through 6 again of Psalm 139. The all-knowing God. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. And we've sung this song. Actually, that song goes with the last two verses of this psalm. But it also begins the psalm the same way. God searching us. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. The all-knowing God. Nothing is hidden from God. Every thought, every desire. Keep your finger in Psalm 139. Let's turn to Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13. Nothing is hidden from God. He is all-knowing. In verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 4, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. We must be prepared because everything that we have done, God knows. But we also have an understanding God. In the next few verses, that same Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 beginning, seeing then that we have a great high priest, speaking of Jesus Christ, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Even though God knows us perfectly, We cannot hide anything from Him. We do have an understanding God, the Son, that went through life here on earth just like we do, and therefore can be a merciful high priest for us. We can take solace in that. Let us go to song number 408.
Cleanse me.
Know me. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray.
God is all-knowing. God is ever-present. Going back to Psalm 139, let's begin in verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, that is Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day, and darkness and the light are both alike to you. The ever-present God. We cannot hide from God. We can hide from man. Our deeds may be hidden throughout our life, but we cannot hide from God. Just as we had seen the all-knowing God, as He knows everything, even before we speak, He knows exactly what we're going to speak, our thoughts. He is ever-present. Again, keep your finger in Psalm 139 and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And let us notice verse 5. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. Paul, writing here concerning stewards or servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God, and he says, "Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God." God is ever present. He knows exactly what we have done. We live in the presence of God for judgment and to glorify His name. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Let's notice verses 14 through 16. When we live in this life, we need to do it as if we are in the presence of God, because God will judge us, and we should be, as Christians, glorifying His name. In verse 14 of chapter 5 of Matthew, it begins, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Let us do those things, because everything that we do will come to judgment. But everything we also do should be to glorify and honor God's name. Let us sing number 17.
Son of My Soul, number 17.
Son of my soul, Thou Savior dear, it is not night if Thou be near. Oh, may no earth or cloud arise to for with
ever-present God. We also serve an Almighty God, beginning in verse 13 of Psalm 139. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be there. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with you. The Almighty God. We serve the Creator. If we go to Genesis chapter 1, and if you see all those verses, we're not going to read every one of those verses, but I want to note something from our Creator. As it is written in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, verse 1. But notice how He did that. Verse 3, then God said, let there be light. And it was so. Verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And it was so. Verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And so forth, as we see in each one of these, God spoke into existence His creation. He didn't have to have anything except Himself to create it. And speaking it brought it to creation. That is God Almighty, Creator. You know, man can put things together, but they have to start with something. They have to start with an idea. They have to find the materials to put that together. But our God did not do that. He spoke everything that we see about us in this world of His into existence. We serve a great and wonderful Almighty God. Let us sing song number 9.
Our God, He's alive. Number 9.
Know me so. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He sends His scarlet heavenly hue and frames the world with His great might. There is a God. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago a God whose voice the prophets heard. He God that we should know, who speaks from His inspired word. There is a God, He is alive, in Him we live, and we survive from dust our God, created. mine. God holds the germ within His hand. Though men may search, they cannot find. For God alone does understand.
There is a God.
He is alive. In Him we live. And we survive. From dust our God created man. He is our God. The great I am. Our God. A life was willing there to give, that He from sin might set man free, and evermore with Him could live.
There is a God,
He is alive. From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am.
The Almighty God, whom we serve. Back to Psalm 139. The God that we serve is just. He's righteous. Look at verses 19 through 22. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Let's turn to Matthew 26. Matthew 26. God is a just God, and He is going to judge each one of us. I think I have that wrong. That should be Matthew 25. Excuse me, I got that wrong. Matthew 25. And let us notice, here is the scene, if I go back to verse 31 and set the scene for us. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. And all nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And in verse 41, He says to those that are on His left hand, then He will say also to those on His left hand, depart from me, you accursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The unrighteous will be judged, and their reward will be eternal punishment, because they have not been obedient unto God. And we will see in just a moment what God's judgment will be based upon. But they have always obviously done that which is unrighteous, because they are called those that have that are unrighteous throughout this reading here in Matthew 25. The righteous shall be judged to eternal life. Notice verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And then he goes through and says what they had done in response to God's will. They had obeyed it. The unrighteous had not obeyed God's will. Again, this is Matthew 25, verse 34. What is the judgment going to be compared to? Judgment is going to be based on the gospel, on God's word. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 2 and verse 16. Romans chapter 2 and verse 16. We could have started this reading in verse 1 of chapter 2 of Romans, where he talks about the judgment that is going to be extended. Therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you who judge. And it talks about their judgment is based on the wrong kind of things. But God's judgment is just, is right. He will render, verse 6, will render to each one according to their deeds. And in verse 16, he says what he's going to use for that judgment. In that day, the judgment day, when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. God's word is going to be that which judges us. We have a righteous, we have a just God. Let us sing song number 283.
There's a great day coming, number 283.
There's a great day coming, a great day coming, there's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment? A bright day coming, there's a bright day coming by and by. But its brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come? Judgment day. Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming, there's a sad day coming by and by. When the sinner shall hear his doom depart, I know ye not. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?
The just God, the one that we serve. So what is the conclusion? We have looked at the God that we serve. He is all-knowing, ever-present, almighty creator, and just. We have no problem. We should have no problem with His judgment upon us, because He has given us everything that we need in order to be pleasing unto Him. That we need to, therefore, submit to God. Let's read verses 23 and 24 of Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In what way should we be serving God? We need to understand Him through His Word and submit to Him. Where do you stand tonight? We have an invitation song that's been selected, number 315. We will sing that in just a moment. Are you a child of God, following Him acceptably? If you are not a child of God, you need to obey the gospel, that which is going to judge all of us. To those that do not obey that gospel, there will be everlasting condemnation. To those that have not heard, even though they've probably had plenty of opportunity, they will be condemned eternally. For those of us that obey, we have that eternal reward to look forward to be with God in heaven, if we will remain faithful unto death. Are we in that position tonight? Are we remaining faithful? If not, we need to seek God's forgiveness. If it has been of such a public nature, it needs to be mentioned, noted before the congregation, that you have repented and you need the prayers. If it's a private thing, you need to go into your closet, into your private room, and bow before God and seek His forgiveness. Whatever you need to do tonight, if you need to do something publicly, please come forward as we stand and sing the song selected.